We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on this lovely, lovely planet of ours.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we always like to warn our listeners right up front
that we finish each other's sentences, so when we do, they don't disturb themselves with it.
Yes, so please include it. We are very fortunate today to have a guest with us, Hazel Courtney. But before we introduce her, let's talk a little bit about how to get the most out of the show.
Well, how to get the most out of the show is always through listening to the show. But when we say listening to the show, we actually mean to listen as though that's your primary function whilst listening, is to listen to hear what's being said, not to see whether you agree or disagree with it, but to hear it from the point of view of the person who's speaking.
And Hazel has a lot of really new information for many of you, things that you may not have been exposed to before.
And so that listening becomes especially important in a situation like this, because your mind has a function. All people's minds have this function, where anything that's new or that disagrees with what you already know, your mind will not want to hear. So you have to consciously override that shutdown mechanism that we have that keeps new information from disturbing us.
So today, see if you can relax and engage. Engage with your ears and with your beingness so that you can hear new information. And perhaps it's information you've been waiting for. Maybe things that she has to say will mirror some of your own experiences. So you could also flit off into thinking about your experiences rather than listening to what Hazel has to say. So we're just suggesting you keep
bringing yourself back into the current moment of what's happening in your life, which in this case is listening to the radio show that we're doing right now.
Now, as most of you know, there are three basic principles to instantaneous transformation. We want to touch on them now because we realize it will really dovetail with what she has to talk about in terms of coherence.
Well, as you were saying that just now, I realized that if the first principle is anything you disagree with, you get stuck with. Anything that you disagree with sticks around and it grows stronger. So if there's something in this conversation that you disagree with, you get stuck there and the conversation continues. So you miss everything after that point, because if you disagree, then you stop listening to disagree with the information that's coming at you from what you already know.
And of course, that's true of life in general. If you disagree with how it's happening right now, you fall out of harmony in your life. You get stuck. What you resist persists.
It grows stronger, and it dominates your life.
The second idea is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So in this instant, wherever you are on this planet listening to this radio show, that can only be where you are in this moment.
Right.
Of course, moment to moment, things change, but often people think they could be different than they are in any given moment, and that is the birthplace of complaints. And as you know, complaints don't get you anywhere. Third principle is this.
anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if there's anything that is disturbing you and you see it and you don't resist it, but actually allow yourself to be with it, it will complete itself. If you don't judge it, if you don't try to fix it or change it, but notice how it is, it will complete itself in that moment, instantaneously, instantaneous transformation.
Okay, so that's the basics. That's where we're starting from today. Shall we introduce our guest?
Let's.
Let me just tell you all a little bit about her. Hazel Courtney is an award-winning journalist and author of several books. The most recent is Countdown to Coherence by Watkins Books. And the best-selling alternative health book, 500 of the Most Important Health Tips You'll Ever Need. She's worked as a health columnist for both the Daily Mail and the Sunday Times in the UK. She's appeared regularly on TV and radio in the UK, and more recently on radio throughout the States, and now throughout the world, obviously, through the Internet. And we are really fortunate to have her on our show today, so please join us in welcoming her. Hazel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You sound like fascinating people.
Well, it's a lovely way to meet you this way, isn't it?
It's fantastic, and I'm absolutely enthralled at the number of people that are now starting internet radio shows to, like, really spread the word that we are all one and that we're all part of God and all parts make the whole, and also that we are all capable of miracles, because the world right now is in great need of a few miracles, and so you guys are doing great work.
Well, thank you. You know, it is truly lovely. The internet is a perfect representation of possibility that we are all connected.
Well, you know, Hazel, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. So we don't try to change or fix people, you know. But you mentioned the internet, and as a scientist, as an anthropologist, I notice how the human mind is so much like a computer. Like, the computers that we've used today are very, very similar to how the function of the mind operates. With it functions through what it already knows, through the language that's been programmed into it, through the information that's programmed into it. And anything outside of that information or that language that it knows, it can't conceive of. And it's the same with us.
But am I allowed just to tell your lovely listeners what happened to me? Because
oh, please.
Because back in 1998, I was a journalist with the Sunday Times going about my life, and I walked into Harrods, Bread Hall. Harrods is a very famous store in London, and as I went through the turnstile, it wouldn't go forward and it wouldn't go back, and in those few seconds, it was as if this enormous energy swept up through my body with electrical tremors, and I huge pains in my chest and head, and within 3 or 4 seconds, I could hear a voice shouting in my head that I knew had not come from me, Hazel. And I'll come to the internet bit in a minute, and you'll understand why I've started on this story. But they thought I'd had a massive heart attack, as did I, and they got me to the doctor within 15 minutes, and they put the, heart monitors on my chest and played my heartbeat down the phone to a cardiologist. But when they were doing that, I realized that I was feeling what the doctor was thinking in his head, and so that came as quite a shock, and in the end it's quite a long story, but he said you better go home and have a cup of tea, because in England that's our answer to everything, you know, have a cup of tea.
No wonder we're drinking tea today.
All right, and when my husband came home, he wondered what on earth was going on, as did I, because when I got home, I'd had a huge shock, because I actually thought I was dying. And my eyes had changed color, and I looked a lot younger. And when I kept asking in my mind, what is going on, I would receive myriad answers, but of course I didn't know which, if any, were correct. And so it was as if, Shia and Ariel, that I had been plugged into an ultimate computer, which is what God is. So anything I needed to know, in the moment I needed to know it, I knew. And as it all unfolded, I began levitating. I was manifesting ash. I was seeing and hearing other realms of reality. I had the most enormous fever, alternating with freezing cold. I was affecting and being affected by electronic equipment. I couldn't use a telephone. And in the end, I've cut this story way short because it took 6 months to happen. In the end, on Easter Saturday, 1998, with a medical doctor present, with the shock of everything that was happening around me, I actually moved from this world to the next on Easter Saturday afternoon. And it's amazing that, I mean, I'd heard of enlightened people who could manifest objects. I had heard of people having what's known as spirit walk-ins. I had heard of people being able to affect what most of us would call miracles. But I was so disbelieving because, like, I was just a journalist going about my everyday life when I had, I believe, a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. And so after the whole thing grounded itself out, which took about 6 or 7 months, I eventually went on this journey as a sort of inquisitive journalist because I knew that somewhere there had to be science to verify what had happened to me and what is happening to many, many thousands of people around the world. And that's how I came to, if you like, become on a spiritual path.
We have just a couple minutes left in this segment, Hazel, but there was something that you said that caught my attention, and I'm certain it caught our listeners' attention, too. You said with a medical doctor next to you, you left this world. Can you tell people, I know briefly it's truncated because we have less than 2 minutes in this segment, can you tell people what you mean by that?
Oh, right. Well, in other words, my consciousness, me, who I am, I found myself on our bedroom ceiling looking down at this scene below me. It was like watching a movie. And it took me what felt like a few minutes to realize that what was below me was me in the bed dying. And so I realized that our consciousness survived physical death. And, of course, I went on to take part in Professor Schwartz's afterlife experiments in Arizona, which perhaps we could talk about in a minute.
Well, great. That's a great start. Are you all still listening? Are you thinking about similar events in your life, or are you judging and evaluating? We're talking about opening yourself up just to listen to a new possibility. We have to go to a break now.
Yes, that's the new possibility.
We'll be back shortly. Come on back, everyone. And don't miss
being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we go back to our lovely guest, Hazel Courtney, I want to let you all know that we are coming to Cambridge, England for a Creativity and Intuition Weekend, July 15th through 17th. And if you want to know more about it, go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. A reminder that Hazel Courtney is an award-winning journalist, and we're having a lovely conversation with her today. When we left the last segment, you were going to talk with us about consciousness surviving physical death. How's that for lead-in?
Yes, what happened was I've always had a belief that consciousness survives physical death. And so what happened as I decided to try and do some research into science of survival, I went to visit a guy called Professor Gary Schwartz, who has conducted some very famous experiments on which he's written several books. They're called the Afterlife Experiments at the University of Arizona. And Gary said to me that many people claim to be the reincarnation of, say, Akhenaten or Elizabeth the First or whoever it is. He said, but taking all this stuff into a lab and proving it under scientific conditions, he said, is a whole different ball game. So he said, you could be anybody claiming anything you like, Hazel, but he said, why don't you get on a plane? So I did. And after he tested me, he was so amazed by what happened that he went on to write the foreword for two of my spiritual books. And Gary was fantastic because I'd never had very many science lessons at school. And he explained to me that we are recycled energy and information. And that when this universe was birthed nearly 14 billion years ago, what people call the Big Bang was actually less than the size of one atom, and you could find a million atoms behind a human hair. So if you guys and I had been around at that moment of what they call the Big Bang, then we could have held our universe in the palm of our hands. But the most important thing is that all energy and matter that was ever going to be here or that ever was in this linear time and space was birthed in that moment. So when Deepak Chopra had said to me years earlier, Hazel, we are all one, I thought he kind of needed some Valium. But in fact, we are all one, and we do come from one source. So the atoms that are in you now and in me, once we die, they disassemble, and they go to make a leaf, or they go to make water or whatever. But the point is that atoms have memory. And so all the atoms that are inside you now have been around for over 13.7 billion years. So this is why people keep saying, go within, because all the answers that you will ever need, believe it or not, are actually inside of you. And another exciting thing that Gary shared with me is that, for instance, if people go to the pyramid and they touch the pyramid, or if they go to Stonehenge or wherever, and they touch these ancient monuments, then what they are doing is they're exchanging energy and information from the atoms that make up those monuments. And so we're all capable of accessing this information. It's fascinating stuff.
Well, you know what I find interesting, Hazel? Most of us, most people think that they were born on their birthday. That they were born on their birthday. Not realizing that they are the end of a continuum of life that has come from the beginnings of time.
And before, in fact, consciousness itself, what we call God, and by the way, I agree with many of the scientists that we're not yet conscious enough to really understand what God is. But Bill Tiller said to me that in the beginning, everything, all levels of energy were one. Everything was totally coherent. And so whatever it is that's birthed us and that we exist inside of has been here since before the beginning of what we call time. And they also, when you consider that wonderful theoretical physicist like Michio Kaku, who appears a lot in the program The Universe, he says that whatever it was that brought our reality, our universe, into being, these universes are being birthed all the time. And that he also agrees that to create a universe such as ours would create a really small amount of net matter, as little as an ounce. And Bill Tiller believes that we were created by non-physical, highly coherent societies that quite literally intended us into being. And that's what became known as the Big Bang, which, of course, yes, it was a huge release of energy, but it wasn't big at all, because I've just said it was less than the size of an atom. So when, as you say, that we've all been here since the beginning of time, and even before that.
I imagine that a lot of people listening today are going, what? People are so used to thinking about their worlds smallly and about, oh, will I get a relationship? I want to get a job. They're used to looking in a very small framework, and you're kind of shaking the tree here today.
But I think yeah, but we are, the physics make us separate, and the physics make us real in this reality. And so obviously people are worried about, say, their mortgages, paying their bills, but I think I explained earlier about coherent brain functioning being the basis for what we call miracles. And the more you think about what you would like more of in your life, what you give out is what you get back. And so if people want to have a happier planet or a happier personal life, then the best thing they can do for themselves is to start meditating, start chanting, and this brings your brain into coherent functioning, and then you are more likely to be in the right place at the right time, because more synchronicities come into your life, because you are aligning with the all that is. You are aligning with pure coherence, which is what God is. And God only wants the best for you.
Well, Hazel, you know, Ariel and I lived in a meditation center for 2 years, where all we did was meditate. And I met a lot of people who meditated, and I didn't find that meditation was the only answer. See, I think that more the separation between that meditation affords a separation between your thoughts and you, whereas most people think they are their thoughts rather than realizing that thoughts happen in them. They have thoughts. Most people think that if they have a thought that I'm not feeling well or I don't like my current situation, that that's them saying it, rather than it's a tape, if you will, of complaint, where most of what they're complaining about is everything that's happening in their life, because they haven't discovered that this moment of their life is their life, that this is it. They more live in a reality of this isn't it, and something somewhere in the future is going to save them. And meditation, to get somewhere, as opposed to meditation to be where you are in the current moment of your life, has a profoundly different effect. Because meditation to get to what you think is important comes from your cultural background and the basis of your well-being comes from being where you are.
Yeah, but I think that sometimes if people are fully present in their lives and they're in a certain set of circumstances, I think sometimes if you cannot necessarily change those circumstances, you can't, as you say, sit in a room and start meditating and think that money's going to fall out the sky. We have to, do our part to make things happen and to bring things into reality. But what we can do is not only be fully present, but we can be a lot less judgmental about situations, and most crucially, we can change our attitude. Once you change your attitude, you see your circumstances from a different perspective, and then they lose some of their power over you.
Absolutely.
We are speaking today with Hazel Courtney. We need to be going to a break now, but we'll be back shortly with Hazel and with you. So come on back and don't miss
being here.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And today we are speaking with Hazel Courtney. By the way, if you want to find out more about her and her work and her books, you can go to her website. So get your pencils ready. It's www.hazelcourtney.com. And Hazel is H-A-Z-E-L. And Courtney is C-O-U-R-T-E-N-E-Y. That's CourtneyEY.com, HazelCourtney.com. Thank you for being with us today, Hazel.
Oh, not at all. It's a pleasure. You two are obviously way, way more advanced than most people, I have to say.
Well, one of the things that we're finding is that as people listen to this show, they're discovering how to, in their day-to-day life, access being present moment to moment, not just when circumstances happen to be to their preferences. And these three principles of instantaneous transformation are really such a great support structure, because if you are resisting the way your life is now, or you're resisting the negative quality of your thoughts, you really stick those in place. And wherever anybody is right now in their own personal journey inside themselves and in their lives is exactly the only place they can be at this moment.
So it's exactly where, to be enlightened, you need to be exactly where you are in your life, even though your mind may scream no, even though your thoughts may say, no, I need to be more something than I am. You have to start where you are, and in this moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are in this moment. Now, of course, in the next moment, you're going to be different than you were.
And as you develop the skill set of self-observation without self-reproach, how you treat yourself is how you treat the world, is how you treat the universe.
Right.
You are a microcosm of the whole.
And if you are kind to yourself first, you'll be kind to the people you interact with. That was the thing that was so profound for us when about 25 or 26 years ago, I had an epiphany that this was my only moment of now, and I could only be exactly as I was. I stopped working on myself, and by extension, I stopped working on Ariel. And within almost no time at all,
people began approaching us saying, what happened to you? You are so different now. Come speak to us. Come speak to our friends. That's how our workshops, our books, our life as we know it began. You know, you said something earlier in the last segment that I really liked. You talked about us being recycled energy, and I like that. I feel how economical of me to reuse what's been here before.
It is, and I think it's really important for people to realize that we are obviously spirit beings in a physical body, but we also emit our own signature range of frequencies, which is as unique to us as our DNA. And so once people realize that thoughts are things, they contribute to the whole of which we are all a part, and so we're all experiencing being part of God from our perspective. And so once people start realizing that they're part of the whole and that therefore they're contributing to the whole and that the whole is expanding its awareness through every single one of our experiences. And as you say, it was very important what you were saying earlier, Shia. Instead of trying to be something else or wanting something else, it's really important, as I say, to be fully present in the moment and also to enjoy the journey. You know, so many people take a lot of what is happening to us so seriously. And yes, there are some very serious issues out there. But I think once you can become more at peace with yourself, then peace will expand into your life. And coherence, as I talked about earlier, it's catching. Pure love is catching. So when you're at peace with yourself and you're happy with yourself, other people want to be in your space, and that's because they are receiving this frequency that you're emanating of pure love, and they want more of it.
And, you know, conversely, dissonance is catching too, and particularly if you resist the people around you who are dissonant. But again, going back to this non-judgmental seeing of things, when you're around somebody who is turbulent in themselves and you relax into yourself and allow them to be the way they are, if you don't resist it, it's like a tuning fork. They can also tune to their own personal well-being, not that you're trying to do something to them or for them, because that's a hidden version of resisting what is. But if you relax into yourself and let a person be the way they are, it's their best hope, their best possibility for something else.
I think you're right. But, I mean, obviously you guys go fairly deeply into the psychology of awakening one's consciousness. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to go and find scientists who could give me evidence that what I went through was real. And so I don't tend so much to go into the psychology. I try, for instance, when I met Alberto Villodo, who's a wonderful shaman scientist from the Four Winds Society, and we were talking about orbs, which are, I don't know if you guys have heard of orbs, which are like plasmoid beings of light that are appearing on digital cameras and film all over the world. And Villodo was saying to me that at the moment of physical death, all the information within our seven chakras downloads into an eighth chakra, which is above your head. And he said, then you are existing as a being of consciousness outside of linear space-time. And you can therefore go off and be rebirthed into any period in time. But most importantly, the science of orbs is now so ongoing with a guy called Dr. Klaus Heinemann. He said that for thousands of years, we've had evidence of the fact that consciousness does survive physical death. But he said now for the first time, we are seeing it, and we're seeing it in orbs. And so when I was on the ceiling of my bedroom, I felt like I was some kind of ball of energy. And so I never really tried to question a lot of what was happening to me. I just allowed it to happen.
When I had an experience of, quote, dying when I was young, I inhaled a piece of candy that did not, that blocked my windpipe. And I was in the car with my family, and my mother came to my rescue. But I recall looking down and watching the whole scene happen in action. And the thing that was most remarkable for me as a child was it was normal. It was unquestioned. It was just a happening, look what's happening. And as I came back into my body, I didn't actually talk about it to anybody for a number of years because it didn't occur to me, because it was simply normal to be there and elsewhere at the same time.
I think, but you see, a lot of people are very fearful of death and they worry about dying and so on. But I would say get on with living, you know, and enjoy the journey. And I think that once people can really come to understand that we are eternal consciousness, having an experience in this physical, what Tiller calls a bio bodysuit, you know, and we're adding to the whole with our experiences. And I think this is so important for people to realize that we are creating our world through our thoughts and our actions every single moment of every hour of every day. And the more that you can align with this pure coherence, this pure love, then the more that can attach to your energy field and the more it can become apparent in your whole life.
I really resonate with what you're saying. I have a concern that some of the people out here who are listening are now going to be concerned that they're going about their lives
the wrong way.
There is no right way and no wrong way.
Well, we know that, but it doesn't mean that people don't think they're doing it wrong.
And that they aren't going to slot your message into the bag of, oh, now I have to be more something in order to be okay.
You know, you said something a little earlier that really caught me. You said that we should, instead of worrying about dying, we should enjoy our lives. And you know, Hazel, the middle word in enlightenment is light. It's about lightening up and being where you are and enjoying it. It's not about
Absolutely. Trying
to get to this spiritual state that's different than this moment.
Which isn't what I believe you are saying, but I'm absolutely certain
that people interpreted it that way.
Because people fall prey to comparing. And that's why when we come back in the next section, we are going to continue talking with Hazel, but also go back to talk about listening for a minute and about listening with your being as opposed to trying to figure out how to do your life better. We have to go to a break now. We'll be back shortly to continue this incredible conversation with Hazel Courtney in a moment, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We had a little chat on the break with Hazel, and I just want to direct people back to listening to her. She is also, you can replay the show. She's mentioned lots of great resources. They're also in her books, because I'm in the midst of Countdown to Coherence, and she mentions a lot of these people in her book. So you can, if you're interested, get her book, Countdown to Coherence. You can find it up on Amazon. I got it in my Kindle. It's quite lovely. But in listening, don't slip into comparing how your life is going. Listen to a possibility so that you can open yourself to move forward in your life to see what else is possible for you.
But flip into comparison if that's what you do. And then flip back out of it as soon as you become aware that's what you're doing. How's that? Start training yourself to bringing yourself back to what's currently happening in your life, not your thoughts about what's currently happening.
And having the magnificence of your life. I happen to know that Hazel has information about miracles and how miracles can happen. And we'd love to hear about your take on miracles and what you can tell our listeners about it.
Well, I think just going back very, very quickly to the point that Shia just made about, you know, enjoying your life in the moment. If you recall earlier, I talked about the fact that we are recycled energy and information, and we've all been around since the beginning of time as we know it, and before. And the point is that we are recycled in the sense that we reincarnate over and over and over again. And so if people are at a stage where they think, I wish I were richer, or I wish I were thinner, or I had a better relationship, or whatever, we have all had all of these experiences. And so I believe, and the research seems to show, that in a certain sense, not at a physical level, but at a soul level, that we do seem to choose some of what happens in our lives now. And we've chosen it for our soul's growth. So some people might say, oh, gee, right, you know, that's really helping me. But the point is, life is one big learning, and it, as Shia just said, it should be a lightened up experience. And once people can start to change their attitude and see what they're experiencing from a different perspective, then they can definitely become happier. And so then when we go back to, say, the science of miracles, what people like Bill Tiller have shown is that there are two very distinct levels of reality, and that One he calls the physical world. It's known as the electric atom molecule physical world. But there is a second level of reality, which is called the magnetic information wave level. And most of us know this as the etheric level, which travels faster than the speed of light, but it's outside of our space-time. But what they've shown is that when people become more spiritual, whether that's through being kinder with people or whether they're meditating or chanting or whatever, all you need to do is have an intention to couple with non-physical realms of reality and bring the non-physical into the physical, then events and objects can manifest into this reality. And this is because our minds and our intentions form patterns which form matter. This is really important. People think that what we call matter is really very, very solid. But in fact, our world is 99.999% empty space. And so when I say, for instance, watch Sai Baba, who's now moved on, when I watched him manifest ash and when I watched him manifest objects, and I have seen many people do this, they are organizing energy in a very coherent way so that it can manifest in this reality. And we've talked a lot about how people's thoughts can create their reality. So I would say, as you have, tell people not to judge their thoughts, simply to allow them to be, but to also be aware that what you think about the most is what will come into your life. We are fantastic creators, but we just don't know it.
You know, what you just said is very cool, that what we think about the most is what comes into our lives, but most of us think we are our thoughts. So we listen to those thoughts as though they're the truth, and then we limit what's possible because we believe our limitations in our thoughts.
You are absolutely right, and if people would read a marvelous book called The Biology of Belief, it's by a PhD, a biologist called Bruce Lipton.
We met and Bruce.
He is fantastic.
And, yeah.
We were in London last summer, and we met Bruce there doing a TV show. We did a TV show
on Consciousness TV, he was preceding us, and we had a nice connection.
We had a very nice connection with him, yes.
Well, you see, Bruce Lipton and Frederick Travis and many of these scientists have shown that if you believe something with your whole heart and mind, you can make it happen. And Bruce has shown that if you think you are sick and you really believe it, have you ever heard of the, what is it called now, when you have a deadly diagnosis? I had a cleaning lady years and years and years ago, and she suffers with something called retinosis pigmentosa, and her vision was closing in, and she is now actually blind. But when I was at the height of my experience, I was giving intense healing through my eyes, and I know that she was better, and she knew that she was better because within days she started to see. But then she went to the doctor, who told her that she still had her condition, and within 2 or 3 days her vision started to close in again. So in other words, when people are told you have cancer and you are going to die, they start dying. And then 3 weeks later, when the hospital rings them and says, hey, we made a mistake. You know, what I'm saying is what we believe is what we bring into our reality. And that's why people like Bruce Lipton are doing fantastic work. And I, in my own way, using other scientists, I'm trying to explain to you that you are what you think you are, and you should not limit your thoughts, because you are a fantastic being of light, having a physical experience, and you can have far more, what's the word that I'm looking for here? You can have far more control over what happens to your physical body and in your life if you if you come to know that you can. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to know that you are part of God and that all parts make the whole. So you have to start realizing that you are capable of miracles, and we all are.
We have just a few minutes left on the show, and I have a question for you because you've had some very profound spiritual awakenings, and then there are times in your life where your abilities to be coherent, to connect in, became more truncated, more dim. And what can you tell people who are looking to re-expand back into their personal potential when they've had it and they're finding it a little dimmer for themselves right now?
To be patient with themselves, to know that where they are in every moment is absolutely perfect, to not feel guilty because they're not still in that state, because I'm no longer in that state. I'm very grounded now. And, of course, to grieve for that state occasionally. But I think that we have to learn to love ourselves a whole lot more, and we have to let go of guilt, and we have to forgive ourselves and forgive others a lot more. And I would say never give up. You know, just tune into and enjoy, get out in nature. Just breathe it in, because you live inside the mind of God. Just have the intention to couple with who you really are and live your life from moment to moment. Be fully present in your life and just allow yourself to merge with the all that is. And in that way, slowly and over time, you will reattach to who you really are.
Well, thank you so
much. Thank you.
For adding your perspective for our listeners. If you want to find Hazel Courtney more about her, you can go up to her website, hazelcourtney.com, hazelcourtney.com. And of course, if you'd like to be part of more active part of our community, join the Excellence Club at transformationmadeeasy.com. It's been our pleasure being here with you all today. And we're looking forward to seeing many of you in Cambridge when we are back again there in July, the 15th to 17th. And thanks for being here. And don't forget to come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.